Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let us open up the secret door. There we go. Come on in. How are you?
Hello. Is this George?
It is George. And how are you?
I'm fabulous.
You sound like Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, darling. Well, though the Queen couldn't make the telephone tonight, but I'm here instead.
I'm going to take a wild stab and guess, first of all, to say that you are a male. Is that correct?
Well, what a thing to say. But yes.
Oh, thank God I was right with that thing. Okay. You've got a great voice, and let's talk a little bit. That how many years have you been on the show with us?
Well, let's see now. What time is it now? I've been on the show on and off since 2011.
2011. Okay, so you've been with us a long time. Do you deal with, let's see the subject matter here, financial information?
Financial information is not my cup of tea, darling.
It is not. Okay. Is UFOs?
UFOs? No, not UFOs. Sorry.
Okay. How about hunting Bigfoot?
No, darling. My feet are just normal size.
Oh, jeez. I'm not making any headway with you. what about the paranormal, supernatural, ghosts, things like that?
Well, darling, yes. And things that are paranormal are sort of like abnormal. But in my case, the stories that I tell you are all normal because they're all consistent and reproducible.
You've got one of the best voices of doctoring yourself that I've ever heard. I mean, I can't guess who you are. I'm stumped again.
Give me some hints, darling.
Give me some hints, okay?
Think of me on the other side of the door. What would the other side of the door be called? The flip side of the door?
Flip side. I know this. You wrote a book called Flip Side, didn't you?
That sounds familiar, yes.
Rich Martini.
Oh, my God, what a voice. That was so hard to do.
That was amazing.
I was channeling my inner Queen Elizabeth.
You actually sounded like Queen Elizabeth. Hands down.
That's funny.
Mr. Martini, how have you been?
Oh, George, I've been great. You know, other than getting getting COVID around Christmas time and, you know, other stuff and cough drops and all of that junk, I'm fabulous. Thank God I'm not wearing a mask today.
Yeah, me too. Thank God indeed.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And I will always remember your last name from the movie It's a Wonderful Life, because there was the bartender was Mr. Martini, wasn't he?
That's right. That's right. Hit me. And, you know, what did he say about the angel? I'm another angel. And I ran into that actor, that character actor. He was also a producer of a lot of television shows and a bank in Beverly Hills.
You mean when he was alive, right?
Yeah, when he was alive. And I went up and I thanked him for making my name famous.
Rich Martini with us, folks. That means when we take calls in a half hour, we're going to be talking about the flip side, the afterlife. And he's done some work into all kinds of areas, including channeling Amelia Earhart. What's new there?
There you go. Chatting with people on the other side of the veil. Of course, you know, somebody introduced me once as somebody who thought he talked to the dead, and I had to correct him. I said, no, I don't talk to the dead, but I talk to people who talk to the dead. So I'm one of those people. I film mediums, as you know, hypnotherapists, doing a session with somebody, and they're talking to their loved ones no longer on the planet, as well as meditation. That's probably the three avenues that have, you know, had the most success in helping people to access people no longer on the planet.
Absolutely. So tell us, what have you been doing? Give me some updates.
Well, let's see. So the book, we talked about it on the show, Tuning Into the Afterlife.
Right.
That was a very unusual, where I brought all of the research together where we're speaking to people that are in some avenue of the music world. And so it was like people like Ray Charles, for example. I had worked on a movie with him. I directed him in a movie where he plays God, a movie called Limit Up. And so since doing my work with Jennifer Schaefer, the medium, one day he showed up. And because I knew him, you know, and I knew stories about him, I knew where, you know, we had met together in New Orleans one time, I could ask questions. You know, is this the same person? Just like you were asking me questions. So I can verify who it is. And then once we started having a conversation with, for example, Ray Charles, then other people that Ray knows would come forward. So, and of course, Ray knew everybody. So that's been a very unusual way to sort of access people on the in the afterlife.
Do you hear their voices? Their actual voices?
Well, I don't hear them. But Jennifer is a medium who works with law enforcement agencies nationwide. Jennifer Schaefer, and I've been working with her for about 7 years now. And every week, if you can imagine, every week we get together for about an hour or two. And just the past year, we've been doing it as a podcast, HackingTheAfterlife.com, where I ask her, and like I say, she is works with law enforcement. She helps them with cases. She can see, she can hear, she can smell. She can sense what people are saying. So she'll see them. She says it's more like a silhouette. But I also have this friend on the flip side, my friend Luana Anders, an actress.
Right.
Of some renown. She passed away in 1996. And that's kind of, I've talked about this. She sort of precipitated my journey into this research where she sort of started coming to visit me. And I saw her after she passed. I saw her, you know, as a younger version of herself in my mind's eye and dreams. But then she started appearing to members of my family. So it was not just me, but it was other people. And at that point, I stopped sort of fighting the fact that she could still exist. And that's what drove me into the research. So when I work with Jennifer Schaefer, the construct is that Luana's on the flip side, sort of running a classroom. She has this VIP list of people who are trying to talk to us. And it was Tom Petty who came forward one day. Jennifer said, Tom Petty's here. And I said, I never met him. I've been a reviewer for Variety for music. I never did one of his shows. I said, why is he here? And his response was, oh, you have no idea how hard it is to talk to you guys. There's like a line around the block, and your friend Luana is the person over here with a clipboard with a list of names, and she's the one who lets people into the VIP lounge. So that's why the book was called Backstage Pass to the Flip Side, because Luana is the person over there helping us, helping people on the flip side to talk to us. And so that's, the podcast has taken this kind of unusual avenue where we talk about the process, because I'll ask her questions weekly. So how is it, how do you help people over there to communicate with people over here? You know, George, you've met so many people that help people over here talk to people on the other side,
sure.
Whether it's through, you know, hypnotherapy or hypnotists or psychics or whatever that is. But in this unusual construct, Luana is somebody who's helping them. And one example she gave is, she said, think of 11/11. She said, and this she said this in a dream to my wife, actually. My wife, who is a bit of a skeptic, said, you know, why are you appearing in my dream? She saw her. She knew her.
Mm-hmm.
She said, but you passed away 20 years ago. And Luana said in the dream, think of 11/11. I'm on one side, 111, and you're on the other 11. And we have to slow our frequency down in order to communicate with you. And you have to speed your frequency up, which might include being asleep or, you know, in a dream state.
Right.
Or doing hypnotherapy, right. Or, you know, sort of quieting the cacophony of noise, of energy that might be around somebody so they can hear what the person is trying to say. So Luana plays that role that Jennifer does for me. On the other side, she's helping people, whoever it is, you know, fill in the blank, whether it's Don Rickles, we interviewed Don at your request, but other people that have come forward to say to us, here's what it's like over here. Here's the adventures we're having. Then I'll give you one example of this sort of method. One day, speaking of Amelia Earhart, one day Jennifer said, oh, there's a guy here. I don't know his name, but I'm hearing he's a movie producer. I said, okay, well, Luana did over 300 movies and TV shows, so it could be anybody. And Jennifer said, no, Luana didn't bring him. Amelia did. I said, oh, well, that was the first that had ever happened. I said, okay, well, wait a second. This is a producer that Amelia knew. Was it, and I just said, blurted it out, was it Carl Laemmle? Because Carl Laemmle, who founded Universal Pictures, actually hired Amelia Earhart to write a screenplay, which she did with Mary Pickford.
Wow.
And he
wow, that was
that
way back.
Yeah, that's true. Mary Pickford, the famous, you know, Pickfair. Mary Pickford and Amelia wrote a screenplay together, and Carl Laemmle had set up a deal where Amelia was going to star in this movie. And it was like 1936 when he approached her about it. So it was really just before she disappeared. But because of that, you see, because I knew that information about Amelia, I said, is this Carl Laemmle? And they were all shocked that I got it immediately. You know, people on the flip side, they're hopping up and down. So I said to him, Carl, what's it like for you? He died in 1939. I didn't ask for him. He said that over on the flip side, you create entire worlds that you can inhabit. If you like golfing, you can create incredible golf courses. He said you can travel from different realms. He said that he's focusing on tastes of foods that he never tasted before. He said he was creating spices that he had never tasted before. Very unusual thing for him to say.
Sure.
So I said, well, when do you decide to come back? And his answer was, when you get bored traveling around all these universes, when you get bored of creating these fantastical events and these fantastical sporting events, when you get bored, that's when you decide to come back. And I thought that was pretty
interesting. That's a great show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was it, Rich, that first got you into this in the first place?
Well, it was, like I said, my friend passed away in my arms, 1996. And after that, she started showing up. I'd hear her voice. And then sometimes I'd see her in a dream. And then I had an out-of-body experience. I was in New York City working on the Grodin Show, Charles Grodin Show.
Charles Grodin.
And I had this classic out-of-body experience where you shoot out of your body and you're flying in deep space. And I had been wondering, if she could come to visit me, like, where is she? Like, could I go find her? And I found myself traveling through deep space. That's the only way to describe it. And I was suddenly I made a sharp turn, and it felt like I went through a wormhole or a black hole, because I was bouncing around the way Jodie Foster did in the movie Contact. But when I got to the other side, it felt like I was in this universe that had different qualities. Instead of going up or straightforward, I was going from left to right. That's the only way I can describe it. And then I came to a halt, and my friend Luana was standing there with her eyes closed. And she opened them up, and in my head, I heard her say, you were looking for me, and this is where I am. And at that moment, some guy out my window honked his truck horn, like a big blast. But it didn't wake me up instantly. I had the experience of traveling back, like being yanked by a rubber band, traveling backwards through space. And it had to be hundreds of millions of miles. That's the only way to put it. It felt like that movie Power of Ten, where you're seeing everything, you know, from a great distance, and then suddenly I was upright in my bed in New York. And at that point, I thought, oh my gosh, that was an experience. I felt that. I mean, it wasn't a dream. I literally had the experience of traveling. And that's when I really started to focus on it and say, okay, you know, if she still exists, then how do you do a method so you can communicate with your loved ones? And that eventually led me to hypnotherapy. My friend Luana had said before, you know, when she sort of was in hospice care, she said, I have this recurring dream. I'm in a classroom in another universe. And I feel like I'm in a room with people all dressed in white. They're speaking a language I've never heard before, but somehow I completely understand it. And of course, I thought that was the morphine drip. She had cancer, and I thought, you know, she must be hallucinating that. But then her nurse told me that that was her recurring dream. It happened all the time. And her close friend, Sandra Stevenson, called and said, I had this most amazing dream last night where Luana was in the fourth dimension, she said. And she was in a classroom dressed in white. And she seemed incredibly happy. So when I picked up a book from Michael Newton, Journey of Souls, one of the first chapters, it's a guy under hypnosis talking about seeing a classroom on the flip side and everyone being dressed in white. And so at that moment, it was like a bell went off in my head and said, well, wait a second. This guy must have a process or a methodology in order to communicate with people. And so I thought, well, this is a way for me to find Luana. And that's when I started the documentary back in 2011. Actually, 2008, because I did other stuff before I finished it. But ultimately, I filmed about 100 people so far. Half of those people that I filmed without hypnosis, accessing the same information. Since you've known me, George, since we first spoke, it went from me sitting in a room on the other side of the room with a camera on while the hypnotherapist, often Scott DeTamble from lightbetweenlives.com, he would ask the questions. You know, he's a licensed hypnotherapist. It would be a 4 to 6 hour session, and I would not be involved at all. Just filming.
Just filming away, yeah.
Yeah, but then some years into it, about 5 years into it, I realized with friends of mine that I could do a shortcut instead of doing a 4 to 6 hour session without hypnosis. I would just say, well, let's try to imagine, you know, picture yourself on a boat on a river. Let's imagine you're on this boat and let's pretend that your guide is there. And just whatever comes to mind, allow that to be your guide and try to think of it as a game. A lot of times it helps when you think of your loved one, a grandmother, grandfather, and you pretend that they're sitting in the boat across from you. You're pretending. It's fine, like a dream. It's okay. And you ask them questions, very simple questions. Is this you? And if they can nod, shrug, or shake their head, you have an answer. You know, it's a little bit like the film Coda. Like, all that language is not, you know, audible. It's all visual.
Right.
And that's easier for them to communicate with us when it's a visual kind of communication. So I'll ask, you know, is this really you? And of course, the game can't go forward until they nod. Yes, it is me. But then you ask them questions you don't know the answers to, like, who was there to greet you when you crossed over? And they'll put an image in your mind of someone. It might be a pet, might be a friend, it might be a stranger. And you try not to judge the answers. And ultimately, you keep asking questions in this game. And when you get an answer or a response before you can ask the question, you'll know you've made a connection.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.